Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Still hanging in there at the box office, though, is Despicable Me 3. That features the voices of Steve Carell and Kristen Wiig, among others. In L.A., not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, I guess, we sat down and spoke with both of them, not only about their movie Despicable Me 3, but also because they both come from news comedy shows, SNL and The Daily Show. I thought that their views on comedy right now, in the world in which we are living right now, with the political situation the way things are, would be kind of interesting. Steve Carell and Kristen Wiig.
I think SNL did such a good job with everything that was all the craziness that's been happening.
Yeah, it was a good season.
Other than that, I don't know.
It seems like the comedians are taking heat for, you know, for being
for
satire, mm-hmm. you know, for doing what you guys have always done.
Well, I think comedians have always sort of taken heat for doing satire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it. Unless they're kind of pushing the boundaries there. If everyone is just nodding their heads and smiling, something is wrong in terms of that political social satire, but
yeah,
I think there's sort of a renaissance. I'll say, in terms of females, definitely, which has been a long time coming. There are so many. I think many of the top comedic voices right now are women, which I think is really bad for me.
Right, it's not good job security for you, Steve, at all.
Boy, did I time that perfectly.
Right. Wow, that was
perfectly.
Good.
It's been
perfectly
such
lobbed.
A chauvinistic thing up until now.
Right.
And now.
Now the men are complete.
Yeah.
Do you guys miss like doing topical humor way you both did?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially watching the season on SNL. You just want to like get in there and hang out and play with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really important time. I feel like it's a big voice that we have, you know, to kind of say how we feel about what's happening in the world and to do it in a funny way and get people's attention.
Yeah.
And it's really important.
Right. How about you, Steve? Do you miss it?
Well, I do. But, you know, by the same token, a movie like this is such a tonic for right now and the world, because it's just silly and it's just funny and it's not... There's no cynicism involved with it, and I think there's a place for that right now too. That's if there is a movement in any direction in comedy, I feel like it might be towards that as well. I mean, because very dark times, a lot of political upheaval, and a lot of comedic voices are approaching it in a very stern and sort of angry way.
Right.
But I think on the other side of it, just something light.
It's refreshing, really.
It's
kind of refreshing. I agree. It's exactly how I felt last night.
It need to feel good.
Silly stuff.
Yeah, silly stuff is good. So I love hearing both of your character voices in the movie. You know, just knowing you from your work and having interviewed you both for such a long time. And I'm wondering, like, I guess you kind of help create these voices. So if you were doing the voice of a bald movie critic from Chicago, who's generally pleasant, what kind of voice would that be that you might create for such a fictitious character? It's so even absurd.
Do you have one?
Oh, thanks, Steve. I feel like you should probably try it.
I'm not good with
See,
one.
That was good. That was perfect.
Come on, Steve, you've got a little something in you, don't you?
Okay.
He's very handsome. He's
he's debonair.
He's debonair.
He dresses well.
Yeah.
Here, I'll set you up, okay?
All right.
Wow, you're so handsome and debonair. I'm such a fan.
Thank you very much.
Zach.
You're awesome. So that would be my cartoon voice when they make Despicable Me 4. That will be the Dean character voice that will be in the movie, apparently. Thank you, Steve Carell, for that.